You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, co-host and producer, also streaming live at 1320WILS.com. And if you'd like to become a Facebook friend, just check us out, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. Just had Blair White on, and Scott, we were talking about it in the break. Dude, if I played with Peyton Manning, I would name drop him all the time. Every time the phone rang, I'd be like, ooh, is that Peyton? No? Oh, man, I thought maybe it was Peyton. I'd be like, hey, Peyton just sent me some video I got to check out for next week's game.
Maybe it's just because we're both pretty big Peyton Manning fans. I am. I'm a huge Peyton Manning fan. But if I was out at the bar with my buddies, I got this text from Peyton. Or Beck, yeah, when Peyton and I were working out, oh yeah, Peyton Manning.
I've got the funniest story. Peyton tells the funniest stories. I've got to tell you this. I do. I like the quarterback. But Blair White, excellent interview. Good guy. Good to see that things are going well for him with Indianapolis. I hope he gets a couple more chances. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the games that are coming up today and tomorrow. First of all, we talk Michigan State basketball, Michigan State Northwestern. Scott, obviously last game, really Northwestern had no business being in that game. Really, Michigan State gave it away. And so what Michigan State needs to do to continue to ride this momentum from Wisconsin, from the victory over Wisconsin, got to protect the basketball, got to rebound, got to get to the lane. Five foul shots in the entire game is not going to get it done. When you're at home, you go inside and you keep pounding inside and get to the free throw line.
Well, luckily against Northwestern, rebounding shouldn't be an issue. They were plus 12 when they played them last time. Northwestern doesn't care about rebounding. They're basically the one team in the Big Ten that won't fight you in the paint.
Well, but still, the 14 turnovers was a problem. And like I said, the main thing that made me nervous about that last game, five free throw attempts in the entire game. Five free throw attempts. That means you're not going inside enough.
No, this team, I mean, I've said it for a long time, and we both know they're a jump shooting team. They're willing to settle for jump shots.
And let's face it, with what's coming up, this is a pretty close to must win game. You're at Illinois, you're at Purdue, and then you're home against Michigan the next three games. And I'm telling you, Michigan's no walk in the park. The effort that they put into every single game, and if they start making jump shots, Michigan's going to be a pretty dangerous team. That is not your usual Michigan-Michigan State basketball game of the last decade or so. That could be difficult. So Michigan State's got to get this win against Northwestern. I think they will. They're at home. I think they'll take care of business.
I don't know. It's not necessarily a must win, as in the season will unfold, but because you said that it would be so hard to go into Illinois and Purdue after a loss.
Let me tell you something. If they lose today, that makes them 11-6. They're going to lose at Illinois and at Purdue if they lose today, which means that then they're at 11-8, 3-4 in the Big Ten, with Michigan coming up, staring at Wisconsin down the road, at Ohio State, home against Illinois, at Minnesota versus Purdue. That's a tough stretch. If you get into a funk now, you may not snap out of it. So they've got to ride the momentum of that Wisconsin game. An NFL game we didn't talk about, Atlanta versus Green Bay. Now, this is an interesting game because Green Bay has been riding the injury bug all year long. I really do feel bad for Green Bay because it's been Aaron Rodgers, Greg Jennings, and a bunch of injured players on offense. The defense has really carried them for long stretches of the season here. James Starks is an interesting player that I remember at Buffalo. He had solid size at Buffalo, was a 1,000-yard rusher at Buffalo, but nobody really had heard of him. He's kind of breaking in the way you were talking about earlier with running backs who are second-string running backs. Okay, Brandon Jackson, guy not meant to take all of the carries for Green Bay, is tired. Okay, the guy is just done for the year. He's gassed. And Starks has come in and given them new life in the running game. I thought right from the beginning of the season, Ryan Grant being out, no matter what else happened injury-wise, they were going to miss most of all because that play-action game is gone from Green Bay if you don't have Ryan Grant. But the connection that Aaron Rodgers and Greg Jennings have together and the fact that Starks is starting to get going, I'm very impressed with Green Bay. They've got a very good shot of going down to Atlanta and winning that game.
This is going to be a game of great offenses that can do a little bit of everything, especially if Green Bay can run the ball like they showed against the Eagles. Because the Falcons, they might be the most balanced team of any out there, having the star wide receiver who led the league in receptions, one of the best tight ends of all time, and Michael Turner, who is a very, very solid
running back. Well, here's the deal with Michael Turner, okay? the Falcons are going to give him 23 carries a game. Problem with Michael Turner is sometimes he turns that into 150 yards. Sometimes he turns it into 36 yards. And so for them to get going and for them to get Roddy White going and things like that, Michael Turner is the key. If he can turn his carries into plus yardage, okay, if even a 3 yard average would be enough, I think, to help Atlanta out. Matt Ryan's an excellent quarterback at home. He's fantastic at home. The defense is underrated at Atlanta. They're a very good team. I'm going to go with Atlanta in this game. I think Green Bay is a good team. I think Aaron Rodgers has proven he can be a postseason quarterback. I'm going to go with Atlanta.
I have to go with Green Bay. I picked them last week, and as the playoffs started, I didn't necessarily come out and pick them. I didn't make an NFC pick, but they are the team. I'm going to ride them to the Super Bowl here.
Let's talk the other NFC game on Sunday, Seahawks versus Bears at 1 o'clock. We broke it down a little bit a couple segments ago, so I'll just say very quickly, I think Matt Forte has a big game. I think Jay Cutler stays protected. I think the Bears win by 14 against the Seahawks.
See, I think the exact opposite. I think Mike Martz takes over, wants to throw the ball. They forget about Matt Forte.
Well, you know, to be fair, they've forgotten about Matt Forte a lot. He's been a better receiver than he has been a running back.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm going to go with the Seahawks in this one.
Okay, fair enough. Gutsy, jumping on the bandwagon.
I've been wrong before, don't worry.
Well, that's okay. I was wrong a lot last week. Let's talk about Patriots versus Jets, 4:30 Sunday. Very simply, I think the Jets are good. I think they'll be better this time, but I think Tom Brady is too hot right now. Patriots walk away with that one.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think the spread's around 10.
Going into Foxborough in the winter is very hard to do.
And it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, no doubt. And Tom Brady might react better to trash-talking than any player in the NFL because he doesn't even say anything back. He just goes on the field and throws four touchdowns.
Well, the worst thing is, he's going to pick on Cromartie because look at the other side. It's Darrell Revis.
Yes.
You're not going to throw at him. So, I mean, he's in for it.
Absolutely. And the final one, my favorite game, Ravens versus Steelers. I'm very excited about this. Whoever wins this game is going to lose in the AFC Championship probably, unfortunately, because I picked the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl. But they're going to be so beat up after this game. Even with the extra day rest, I think the winner of this game probably ends up losing to the Patriots because they're just so beat up. Now, that being said, I like the Ravens in this game. They won in Pittsburgh earlier this year. They probably should have won that second game against Pittsburgh if Flacco doesn't turn the ball over late. I like the Ravens in a very physical game that comes down to, let's say, a field goal. Ravens win at 17-14.
Wow, we are opposite today because I like the Steelers. This is a game, I agree with you, though. I want to see this game. For some reason, I love seeing the defenses just go at it. I love seeing the guys who scare me out on defense. Like, and that's pretty much everybody on the defensive side of the ball from both teams. It's a thrill. It might only be a 10-point game. Like, I mean, 10 points scored total, but I still want to see that. I don't know what it is in me, but I love seeing two teams just knock each other out.
Well, I think it's the Big Ten attitude. You know, we love our physical football up here. I think it's very entertaining to watch. It's a Midwest thing. But Pittsburgh, in my opinion, at times this year has far and away looked like the best team in the NFL. And then they go into these stretches where they just kind of go in a lull. But Ben Roethlisberger, I think, could have a good game. Okay, but the problem is the blitzes that the Ravens bring seem to rattle him, and Mendenhall is not a great blitz pickup running back. And so Mendenhall may get his, but I think in the end, Mendenhall might be the reason the Steelers lose this game.
See, I'm going the opposite. He's going to make up for, he's got some paybacks for Ray Lewis, who broke his shoulder back last year.
You don't pay back Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis does not get paid back. Ray Lewis,
yeah, that's true,
hits you, and then you just don't pay him back. You just hope that he doesn't tag you again.
So he's extra motivated. He might not get paybacks, but I have more faith in him than I do Ray Rice and running, so I'm going to take the Steelers.
All right, well, considering I went 1-3 last week, I'm not sure how accurate I am. You might, if you're picking at home, you might just want to go away from whatever I picked. We had a good show today. Solid guests throughout. Jeremy Sampson, WILX sports anchor, will be with us every Saturday at 8:50. He does a sports show on WILX talking high school basketball. Josh Hemholt from the Wolverine was with us talking Brady Hoke. Brent Thunder Petway, Harlem Globetrotters, going to be at the Breslin Center next Saturday. If you want to get tickets, harlemglobetrotters.com has them. Very fun show. And then finally, Blair White, former Michigan State wide receiver, Indianapolis Colts wide receiver. Excellent interview with him. We appreciate them being on the show. For Scott Eckersley, my producer and co-host, Dave Benton's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.